Fletcher and the Snowflake Christmas by Julia Rawlinson. Pictures by Tiffany Beek. It was an ice-bright Christmas Eve, and the sky was a dazzling blue. Every tree in the forest was frost-sprinkled and sparkling, and frozen puddles creaked and crackled under Fletcher's paws. He padded down the burrow bank to where the rabbits used to live and bounced over the fallen tree that blocked their old front door. And he stopped, and he looked, and he had a terrible thought. How was Santa Claus going to find the rabbit's new home? Fletcher shivered as a chill wind sliced through the forest, rattling the bare branches. He thought about how sad he would feel if he had to move from his cozy den. He thought about how the rabbits would feel if Santa Claus did not come. And then he thought about arrows. Fletcher began to search around, collecting sticks from the frosty ground and arranging them to make a trail of arrows leading to the new burrow.
"What are you doing?" asked Squirrel, looking down from the branches.
"Making a trail to show Santa Claus the way to the rabbit's new burrow," said Fletcher.
"Otherwise, they might not get their presents," gasped Squirrel, and he scampered down to help Fletcher collect more sticks.
Soon, a flock of birds gathered in the treetops, their feathers fluffed against the cold, to see what was going on.
"We're making a trail to the rabbit's new burrow," said Fletcher.
"For Santa Claus," added Squirrel.
"We'll